Hi, this is Bob Norp from the Beancast, and I'm here with Kennedy Moore from NewYorkImpressionsTour.com.
Which is part of the platform of AskANewYorker.com.
Fantastic. And it's a really interesting thing, because I was invited by Renee Blodgett. I asked you about the pronunciation of your name, and you never helped me with that. So anyway, we're here in a library that we have sought refuge in because of the rain, but we've been doing an impression tour, and what that means is we've been going out doing rubbings on New York City engravings. So can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration for this and why you're doing this?
Well, you explained it very accurately. It's exactly what it is. The rubbings, and we go around the city, and we celebrate iconic imagery in the form of plaques and that are either on buildings or on the street. Inspiration, what inspired me? New York inspires me. I mean, what can I say? I every day walk the streets of New York and feel alive.
Well, it's amazing to me, as we're walking around the street, we're seeing things that we never saw before. I mean, it's not just the fact that you're pointing out to us things that we can make impressions on our little rubbing sheet. You know, we're discovering a whole side of New York that we didn't realize. We're learning history. We're also finding out stuff that we're putting together random pieces of words and making whole new messages out of it. So it's an artistic expression as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting, everyone has their own narrative. Use the word. Everyone has their own story, and everyone sees things differently. And so you're right. Every rubbing, every impression is going to be as unique as the person who is documenting it. So it's really an interesting way to experience New York.
Now, before we go, I want to really quickly ask you one question before we get to the pricing, because I want you to tell everybody about how to do this. Mm-hmm. But what's the most interesting rubbing experience you've had so far since you started doing this?
Well, the tour has a beginning, a middle, and the end. So in terms of anything that pops out as out of the ordinary kind of situation, God, I went over one day to rub Mark Twain's, where Mark Twain wrote Huckleberry Finn. I found it, and I went, and it was above someone's window. I don't know how interesting this is, but I found it where he wrote Huckleberry Finn, and as I was rubbing, someone came out of their bathroom, and they saw me over their window, and they got very angry. So, but what's interesting about it is that when you start the rubbing, and you, as you saw, when you go around, people will stop and participate and watch what we're doing because it's such a kind of different activity. So that always interests me when people are participate in terms of viewing the creativity, because basically you're creating and all of a sudden you have an audience watching you, which is part of the installation, so to speak.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's kind of interesting when you get people to watch and be part of it.
It's a fascinating. It's
energy.
A fascinating
it's
tour.
All energy.
I mean, and you're right. I mean, everywhere we stopped, there was something else going on with someone else who was standing next to us. I mean, you know, it's just like they're interacting with us, or they're talking about us, or they're
putting out our cigarette,
and potentially getting around us.
Right.
That's interesting. Well, tell us how we can find out more about this service and how we can make reservations so that we can participate in this tour.
Well, again, the name of the URL, the website, is New York Impressions Tour.com, and all the information's on there, pricing, and the pricing is broken down per individual to groups. So if you look on the, you'll see there is a breakdown.
And you got to go to the website, folks, if you want the pricing. You got to go, because it's absolutely worth it. It's a very, very engaging thing. And there's also a Twitter account, right?
Yeah, there is a Twitter account. The Twitter account now is set up as City Impressions, which isn't really the handle. It should be New York Impressions, so I really need to change that. New York Impressions, right?
Well, someone at Twitter, get on that.
Okay.
Well, this is Bob Norp from the Beancast with another audio boo.